Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can handle the truth, but what are you going to do with it? Because it's time that we stand up against a lot of this this insanity, absolute insanity. Communism is just exploding. So what I'm sharing with you tonight is Gary Gileno, Grindall 61, who's going to be on tomorrow night live, and Joe Imbriano of the Fullerton Informer, .com, exposing what essentially is a bureaucratic communistic central planning mechanism on the state level in California. But this is all tied into to the federal government as well. There are enablers up there. Well, anyway, Gary Gileno, Joe Imbriano.
So this is a few years later. So they're just
I'm about to say he doesn't look like that in real person. And you know, it may have a lot to do with what they feed these people in these restaurants the night before these meetings.
Oh, yeah, no, they are wine and dine.
They're wine and dine, folks. And let me tell you something. When I go on vacation, I wine and dine. Let me tell you something. I don't look like that.
Yeah, right? Well, anyway,
they must do it a lot.
Yeah. So the last 20 seconds of the video, at one point, I asked about the president of SCAG, and it turns out he has an office at SCAG. He has his own little conference room. Nothing really elaborate. It's a very small little room with a table and four chairs. But I walked in there, and I said, oh, look, this is Alan Wapner's room. And that's how the video basically ends. So a privacy complaint was filed against that video claiming that I violated privacy in the last 20 seconds of the video.
Did they specifically state at what portion of the video?
Yeah, they said the last 20 seconds.
Okay.
So they said that.
So now we know who did it, don't we?
So the entirety of the that little part in the office was a privacy complaint. Now, about 10 days ago, in my city, West Covina, they had a SCAG event, and good old Alan Wapner showed up to represent SCAG at this event. And the reason why it's so upsetting to me is Alan Wapner, he is in Ontario County, and I am in LA County, and so he left his county to come to my county to lecture my city about how we're supposed to live.
And now this event, they shut a street down, and they had a bunch of bicycles out there. Now, let me ask you a question. Did Mr. Wapner ride a bicycle in front of everybody?
Not that I'm aware of.
You think it's possible he could have even gotten on one? And this is the point I'm making, folks. These guys want what's good for the goose and not for the gander. They want you on the buses with all the homeless people and all the people that have just gotten out of jail, and all the rapists and everybody else that just got out of jail, and they want you on a bicycle so you can get hit by a car and breathe the carbon monoxide and get knocked over and run over by a bus or something. But these guys are taking limousines. These guys are getting flown in helicopters. And these guys want you in the mosh pit while they're in the posh pit. Is that right, folks? No, it's wrong. And we're not putting up with it. And I'm certainly going to keep pushing against this, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if these guys want us out of our cars and onto public transit and on bicycles, then they need to get on the bicycles first, and they need to show us how far they can go on these bike lanes they've contrived for us and see how long it takes for the ambulance to show up and take them in for congestive heart failure or cardiac arrest before they put us through a second-stage smog alert with high levels of particulate matter and ozone deep into our lungs, breathing the exhaust from their power generating systems that run their air conditioner 50 degrees all year long. Did I go too far?
No. Yeah, well, anyway, so he's outside of his county. He's in my city. He tells us we got to get out of our cars. And so I was there with my West Covina team, and we confronted him after he spoke. And there was a big blowout between him and I. And I come to find out he's been an avid viewer of my YouTube channel.
Alan Wapner.
Yes, because he knew exactly how much money I had raised through GoFundMe. And I've used a GoFundMe to pay for an attorney. And actually, I want to say something about that really quick. Well, I'll just continue before I get into that. Anyway, so he knew all these details about my GoFundMe and all this other crap. And I'm like, wow, the guy's been watching my videos. Okay, at least that's some good information to know. And so So yeah, so I know he's watching my videos, and in that video of the homeless people, I showed his little office at Skag, and then I got a privacy complaint at 8 in the morning the next day, and I don't know who did it, because they don't tell you who did it, but I think it's pretty safe to say we do know who did it. There's only a couple of candidates, really, and one of them is Alan Wapner. So when that happened, the second video, which was the video of the tour itself, I had to change it up a little bit. I had to put a disclaimer in the front of the video saying to YouTube, this is a government entity, SCAG, and they are not allowed right to privacy, so that when they look at these videos in the next, because you have 48 hours to take the video down or alter it when somebody files a privacy complaint. And so I'm basically telling YouTube that this is what this video is. It should not be taken down. So I post the second video with that disclaimer, and less than an hour after the second video goes up, I get a privacy complaint on that video, and there's not even a timestamp. They're basically alleging the entire video is a violation of privacy, even though some of the video is us in the car, which is not a violation of anybody's privacy because it's us. So I now have two privacy complaints on two of my videos. I then released a third video, which is my speech in the public hearing, and I had to change that video as well and put a disclaimer on that. Up to this point, that video has not received a privacy complaint. So we have two privacy complaints on these videos. So what's going on is I walked into the demon's lair. I was as far behind enemy lines as you could get. I walked in there with a camera. I got out of there alive and had a story to tell. And I got way too close to the truth about the gas tax, the rent of their building, and just the secrecy of SCAG altogether. And the Empire is now striking back, which is why we are making this video. Now, there is a precedent here. There's a government agency in San Bernardino called Sandbag. And this was 3 years ago. The first time we ever went to their building, we did the same thing. We walked around with cameras to their offices and everything. And they filed a privacy complaint against my channel. They did the exact same thing. Alan Wapner is part of Sandbag, too. Well,
there you go.
And I know who did the privacy complaint back then. It was one of the secretaries. She got upset that we put her on camera. Whatever, right? Well, that video is still up to this day. It did not get taken down. So I do not expect these videos to be taken down. But point being is SCAG is trying to get the videos taken down. Now, what I wanted to make the point about the GoFundMe and the lawyer and all that, for those of you who do watch my channel, I have been talking about how I'm in the middle of a federal criminal case where I was, and I'm not going to get too much into it, but to make a long story short, there's a meeting that we attended that is supposed to follow open meeting laws of California, and they moved the meeting into a building that did not follow those laws, and I got arrested when I tried to exercise my rights in that building.
They purposely moved a meeting into a federal courthouse.
Right. So they moved the meeting into the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals building in Pasadena, which got me arrested.
And really briefly tell the audience about what capacity one of the higher-ups that made the decision to move it there was.
Oh, well, okay. So
wasn't he a judge?
Yeah, the person who made that decision, he was the chair of the commission itself, and he is a retired federal judge.
So he knows.
Who knew all the rules of that building.
He knew the ropes.
And then we found out in the trial itself that the Ninth Circuit building in Pasadena, it's considered the most secure building like in all of California, basically, when it comes to that system.
You know, all they got to do is get any place and put some cops out front.
Right. So
this was a setup to frame him.
Yeah, so they picked the most secure building possible to have that meeting. But I'm not trying to talk about what happened that day. The point that I want to make is I have been paying money to a lawyer to represent me in this case. I was convicted of a federal crime. I did get convicted. We are now appealing in U.S. District Court, and we're also going to file a civil rights lawsuit with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. But I have been raising money to file the appeal. And what I'm talking about with SCAG is exactly why I am fighting this and why I need people to contribute to this cause, because in the case of my arrest, we had a commission meeting moved into a place where they're allowed to operate in secrecy, which is a flagrant violation of the law. The same thing is going on. And this is the exact same thing with SCAG. The only difference being is Skaggs Building is not a federal building. It's a, you know, some building, private, whatever it is. It's a building that's got a bunch of businesses in it. But the point being is, Skag has deliberately moved themselves into a building where you have to be vetted. Your driver's license has to be scanned. They have to call the office and ask for permission for you to even walk up there. And if for whatever reason, they could just say, no, don't let them up, and then you can't go up there. So basically what Skag's doing is they are trying to operate in as much secrecy as possible by being in this building, just like the Sheriff's Commission did by going to the federal building. But not only are they doing that, the one time I went up there, the one time anybody went up there with a camera, SCAD says, oh, you violated our privacy. A government agency is claiming privacy. And at the same time, they violated my privacy when they made us scan our ID cards into their computer system where we don't know where that's going to go. So just, I'm pretty much done with my story, but just to kind of round it all up. So I put up 3 videos on YouTube in the last couple of days about Skag, and 2 of the 3 videos have privacy complaints against them. And the one complaint expires Wednesday at 8 a.m., which is why we had to do this tonight. We had to do it like within that time frame. Like, it was very time sensitive. And everybody has to know that there's a possibility that those videos could be taken down. So you got to share those videos. You got to subscribe to my channel. And I say it again, subscribe to my channel, because there is safety in numbers. And you see the people I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with freaking scary ass people who want to arrest me, who want to claim privacy, who want to claim all this stuff and want to operate in secrecy so they can put all these plans together to basically enslave us in the compact megacities grid.
Get some water.
Well, you know, look, this guy, he's on the front lines, and he almost went to jail. I've been on the front lines. I've almost gone to jail, and I'm not sitting here tooting my horn. I got a family, and you think that I'm going to take this sitting down? Let me tell you something. Those roads are ours. We paid for those with our taxes. Our parents' taxes paid for them, and they're public roads. They shouldn't be selling off the toll lanes to the King of Spain's Sentra family business. I mean, look. These guys got plans to get us out of our cars while they sit in their ivory towers and pig out and have purse collection parties and sit here and write up all these plans. This book right here is a blueprint. This book right here is a blueprint to the end of a free society, because it is a social reengineering map. And when I say social reengineering, I'm talking about taking away your ability to live in a single-family home, to take a shower, to wash your underwear, to travel freely in your automobile, to take your family on a vacation across the country. They're going to wall off a lot of these areas to where you won't be able to travel to. One of the nicest things about being free in a middle-class society in the United States of America is I don't care what level of the economic spectrum you're on, you can afford a car and some gasoline, and you can see the natural treasures and the beauty and the other faces and places of this land, and that is all under attack. And the reason it's under attack is because the only way they can implement their eugenics programs is if they get us all into the slaughterhouse. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the blueprint to build the slaughterhouse. It's all about sustainability. It's all about resource allocation, energy use, planning for 95% of the United States is rural open space, and they keep talking about sustainability. You know what sustainability is? You could have 50 kids and spread out like eagle's wings for the next 500 years, and they wouldn't put a dent in this place. And there's so much water under the ground, and there's so much potential to grow food, and there's so much potential for solar energy generation. There should not be a shortage of anything, but it is all contrived and controlled and invented for a specific purpose of culling humanity.
Well, 95% of the country is open space.
95% of the country is wide open. There's nothing there but trees, bees, rats, and snakes. And you want to know something? They got to close off even more of it to protect these rats and snakes, because they got different kinds of snakes that they may not have. Come on. Are you going to put up with this? Are you going to take this? They have these secret meetings where they want everybody to get on bicycles so they get hit by a car, and these guys can't even get out of their chair in some of these meetings. I mean, I'll put up some pictures on the Fullerton Informer of these people who are making these decisions. Like Sean Nelson, for example. This knucklehead tried to run for Congress. He got his butt kicked. And it's just disgusting how these people actually expect to have any respect from us when they sit here and they're silent on the tools of the trade of this Agenda 21 implementation. And it's all a bunch of nonsense. It's all about, oh, the global warming. Yeah, you know how they do the global warming? They spray that crap up in the atmosphere and they microwave it. Oh, yeah, it heats up. Yes, the climate's changing because of your car. They got black asphalt and they're cutting all the trees down and they're putting the cell towers everywhere. And we're supposed to think that the cars are causing the problem when they're playing tic-tac-toe at 38,000 feet every time it's supposed to rain. Are you kidding me? Do I sound like a nut job? No, you're a moron if you don't see what's being done. They're trying to cram you into a kill grid, and let me tell you why. Because once you're in the Matrix, when you got this 50-story building and you can push a button and the air conditioner goes down to 69 degrees and the lighting changes and your microwave will turn on and turn that frozen hot pocket into a bunch of artery-clogging, glyphosate-laden garbage that you're going to ingest and enjoy. They want you staring at the screen so they can control what you eat, think, and drink, and pop, and smoke, and jab, and ingest, and crap out your backside. Because that's what they want. They want total control of your life. And they got a bunch of, let me see this again, people promoted to their highest level of incompetence here, folks. That's what we've got. The people here have been promoted to their highest level of incompetence to sit back and vote on stuff that they don't understand.
And they pick and choose very carefully who sits on this, because most of them, if you were to walk up to them and start telling them this stuff, they'd be like, that's not what it is.
These guys don't know what's in here. I can tell you right now, I go through this, I can cursorily do a review, and I know exactly what they're up to just by the statements. It's all couched in these politically correct terms. Look, why do we have traffic? Why do we have a problem with traffic? You want to know why? We got three reasons why we got traffic. Number one, there's a bunch of illegal aliens on the road with driver's licenses that have no business driving on our roads. They don't belong on our roads. They're illegal aliens and they shouldn't have a driver's license. That's a problem. Number two, you got a bunch of morons in Caltrans and in city government running the traffic division and the traffic light synchronizations that are clogging up the roads. Number three, they killed the economy. So no one's going to work, and everyone's driving around with nothing to do on welfare. That's a problem. You see, folks, we used to have what's called a rush hour. And you could go to the airport or go up to L.A. or go down to San Diego or go down to the beach before rush hour or after rush hour. You know what you got now? 24-hour day rush hour.
Yeah, now there's rush hour on the weekends. I can't
Everywhere.
Believe that.
It's and it's not crazy. Because we're overpopulated. It's because people have been taken out of their routine. And they have added a bunch of people, millions of cars that have no business on the road because the operator should not have a driver's license because they're an illegal alien. And their car is a jalopy piece of crap that's polluting the air, running on three of the five cylinders, and they're getting their rig smog checks. I mean, it's unbelievable, folks. I see bald tires, brake lights out, belching smoke, bad brakes. I watch these cars when they slam on their brakes. And the thing's going three different directions, wobbling all over the street, almost running into somebody with some kids in the back seat of the Honda minivan that has nothing between the front end of that broken down F-150 that was made when Nixon was president and a sheet metal back end with three little kids in the back of a van from a housewife who's coming back from the grocery store. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the problem. Now, another problem we have is they've turned everybody loose on the streets. And so you got all these people walking across the street, walking in the crosswalk, holding up traffic. They shouldn't be walking around on the streets. They should be in a mental institution, or they should be out working. Instead of slamming heroin or snorting a bunch of meth or smoking a bunch of meth and looking for handouts on the freeway off-ramps. All these problems have been created intentionally to bring society down so they can come up with the usual Hegelian dialectic modus operandi, ord ab chaos, Masonic operation model called order out of chaos. And
order of cow, order out of chaos. He's absolutely right. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors with Gary Gilano and Joe Embriano.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Joe Embriano from the Fullerton Informer and Gary Gileno of Grindall 61 YouTube. I tell you, folks, we need to get this information and spread it far and wide and back these folks up in all that they do. If you don't do that, then you're part of the problem. Here we are with Gary Gileno and Joe Embriano.
All these problems have been created intentionally to bring society down so they can come up with the usual Hegelian dialectic modus operandi, ord ab chaos, Masonic operation model called order out of chaos and problem reaction solution. So they cram everybody in, give us crappy conditions. Oh, the traffic. Oh, the smog. and then they got to rein in all the behavior that we believe is freedom, and they look at as destructive behavior. You know, like getting in your car and turning on the key, and like driving to the beach with your family so you can get some sunlight and some fresh air and some exercise. Do you know what they want you doing? They want you sitting in a house, stuffing your face full of a bunch of disgusting high fructose corn syrup processed food that makes you fat and stupid and lazy and destroys your health, so you'll end up on drugs. And these guys that put this all together, they have this plan for sustainability. And you know what sustainability really means? Is you get less and they get a lot more.
It's rationing.
And they have no sense of rationing by the looks of some of these characters. Okay? Let me tell you something. I've been places on my vacation, and some of the people that are in this group, they're one of a kind. These guys got it down in terms of them indulging. They haven't seen a bicycle since it was on television. I guarantee it. They wouldn't know what foot to put what on. All right? These people couldn't ride a bicycle if they were running away from an axe murderer. But they want us on a bicycle. They want us out of our cars. But yet they want to take their jet plane across the country to go pick up a bottle of wine they forgot in New York and bring it back. That's the kind of mentality we're dealing with. $100,000 a month for an office building? Are you kidding me? Why does it take $500 billion to change the geography? And that doesn't include the construction costs. That's just their cost of their delusions of grandeur and how to cram us into these slaughterhouses. And let me tell you what the design is going to be, folks. Walled off areas where you can't get out. Traffic will be so bad you'll be locked in. Cell towers everywhere. 5G systems on every light pole. Video game consoles in your kid's lap. Wireless controllers right on their nuts. iPads on your daughter's laps, all staring at how to make slime and how to make cookies and cream and all this nonsense. I'm telling you, folks, they're turning you into a bunch of cage rats, and you got a bunch of monkeys doing it, and nobody's paying attention except for this guy. I couldn't make the meeting because I was out of town. But could you believe this? 20 million people, and he's the only guy that shows up?
I want to take you there so bad.
I'm going to go, and we're going to go to the ivory towers, and I'm going to put my camera in their face, and I'm going to ask them some hard questions. And I'm going to ask them why they serve Lucifer, why do you think it's okay to cull humanity and cram us all into these unhealthy arrangements where they want us to ride our bikes and breathe exhaust fumes? They don't talk about having bike lanes along the roof of the freeway. Do you think if they really had any concern to solve traffic problems, don't you think they would erect 1,000 miles of bike lanes on top of the freeways with little – how much does it cost to put one of those things up? If it's $1 million a mile for the asphalt, how much do you think it costs for some sheet metal with a little bit of rail up there? I mean, come on. These guys, they're spending $100,000 a month just for the rent, and the place was empty. You were there, there's nobody there.
Yeah, well, they're on their summer vacation, too.
Oh, they're all on vacation. They could go rent something anywhere. When they have a meeting, they could bring the cops.
Yeah, I have some documents that have all the SCAG employees. There's a lot of employees. There's a lot. But they're they're dark this August. All the cities are dark in August. They don't, meet because it gives the city managers and all them a month off to get their sweet vacation packet, vacations that they get. So when I was there at SCAG, I know a lot of them are just on vacation because it's that time of year. So I wanted to – the next regional council meeting was supposed to be this Wednesday, and I wanted to try to get you to go. But
it's canceled.
Well, it's always canceled in August. It always is. So the next one's in September, so we have to wait till September to do
it. I just want to mention a few things in here. How we use land today is one of the things. It's going to be different than how we use land in the future. Let me tell you, how we use land today? Really stupid. Have you noticed that they've taken the most fertile area in the United States, Orange County, they've asphalted the whole thing, and then some of the most prime coastal area they give to the Marines so they can blow up cars with 50 caliber rifle slugs and...
We'll be back. Gary Gileno, Joe Embriano, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media. Hello.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, Resurrector Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN with Gary Giulino and Joe Imbriano.
You know how we use land today? Really stupid. Have you noticed that they've taken the most fertile area in the United States, Orange County, they've asphalted the whole thing, and then some of the most prime coastal area they give to the Marines so they can blow up cars with 50 caliber rifle slugs and see what happens to a propane canister when you hit it with a 50 caliber from a half a mile away. I mean, and they got everybody living in Moreno Valley getting asthma from the ozone that's backed up against Cucamonga. I mean, look, folks, How we use lanthanide, it's going to get even worse. They don't want you burning any fireplaces, so you can't have any ashes to put in your garden to regenerate the minerals in your soil. But yet Disneyland gets to put, I don't know, 70 to 80,000 pounds of metallic nanocompounds and sulfuric acid compounds into the upper atmosphere over Anaheim as it rains down in the trailer parks for all the people that are working in the Tragic Kingdom's restaurants and everything. They can pollute all they want. You know, you have all these things. You have all these electric car companies making these batteries over in China that, you know, their pollution is off the charts. And yet we over here, we can't even fart because they're going to pretty soon have a methane meter on your backside the rate this is going. This is out of hand, all right? This is out of hand, and they don't want to talk about why we're running out of water. It's because they won't let us drill down deep enough to get to the primary source of it, and yet we are forced to rely on recycled sewage with all the Prozac and the birth control and the runoff from the surface rainfall that supposedly comes from this bogus hydrologic cycle. If the hydrologic cycle was the source of our water, guess what? The Mississippi, the Nile, the Tigris, the Euphrates would have dried up a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. Did you fall off the turnip truck? Do you not realize they're lying to you about what's under the ground? Do you not realize there's enough water under the ground that it continuously regenerates itself and there's enough to feed everybody times a million? But they don't want that. You know why they don't want that? For the same reason that those corn farmers don't want those wild hogs running around because they think we're going to eat all the corn. They look at us a bunch of wild hogs on a corn farm, and so they just want to pick us off and get our numbers down. They look at us like rats in a silo because they want it all for themselves. They don't want people watching what they're doing. That's why back in the old days, the king would have his forest. I've talked about this before. There'd be a castle with a moat around it and a drawbridge so you couldn't get in there and wring their necks, because they were starving everybody into having children with birth defects and making everybody live in the cities in squalor with 2-pound to 10-pound rats running around spreading the bubonic plague, passing around like lollipops on Halloween, and people were dropping like flies while the kings were stuffing their face weighing 500 and 600 pounds with little kids in those castles, ladies and gentlemen. That's still going on! And they want us crammed into these kill grids and walled off away from all this open space so they can keep doing that crap. And at the core of all of this shift in social engineering policy is to protect the interests of those who seek to destroy us and the representations of how we're supposed to live here. Because everything in here is contrary to what God has foreordained us to, and that is to be fruitful and to multiply and to inherit the earth and to work it. And that means we're supposed to have access to dirt to grow food, not to be stacked up in an apartment waiting for our number to come up like in Logan's Run, folks, but that's their plan. Gary, anything else you have to say? They're trying to take his channel down because he's reaching people with information that they don't want getting out, because there's a secret government plan to cram everybody in here, get us out of our cars, control all the electricity and the water, and eventually how much you're going to be able to eat. And God help a lot of you out there that are addicted to. By the way, you need to get off the wheat and the sugar, because that's the sleeping gas. They got, it's like a drug, and everybody's mainlining this stuff to where they can't think and they can't sleep unless they got enough of this stuff going through their bloodstream. Get off of that garbage right now and wake up. And I want to tell you something. If you do that, you'll feel different and you'll think differently and you'll realize what's being done to you. You're being drugged by these people. And some of these people that are doing the drugging are drugging themselves and don't even know it. My point is that we are under attack. And they've got plans for us in these mega city regions. You watch the Hunger Games. You watch all this stuff. They've got it all figured out. They've got everything down to a science. And that's why they got these guys spending $500 billion figuring out how to get everybody into the Vernon meatpacking plant. And that's not going to happen, folks, if we wake up and we expose this. Because this stuff has to pass and has to be implemented. And it has to be implemented at local levels. So the city's got to vote on this. County's got to adopt this stuff, and these clowns got to vote on it. There's still plenty of ways to stop this. We could throw these people out to keep jacking up our taxes, like that knucklehead Newman. We threw him out, and we got somebody in there that is not going to raise our taxes.
I do have something to say, actually.
Go ahead, take it.
This is, this is especially if you live in California. So we talked about the SB1 gas tax earlier, and that is up for repeal on the November ballot. It's Proposition 6. So we're voting yes on Prop 6. SCAG has basically admitted that if that tax is repealed, it's going to be devastating to them. Like, we're going to essentially kick a leg out from underneath them. So without having to do very much in your own personal life, by just showing up and voting yes on Prop 6, you can contribute big time to disrupting these agendas. Now, to give a quick example, I have not aired this on my channel yet. I'm going to do it later on when the election gets closer. And one of my city meetings at city council, one of the plans that they wanted to do that we've stopped for the time being is they want to take two lanes off each side of the or a lane off each side of the road on a busy street where I live, Glendora Avenue, so they can more bike, blah blah blah, and all that crap. And at the present time, the city has not voted for a funding source to do this project, so the project's been delayed for the time being. The city manager opened up his mouth at the last meeting, and he said, if the gas tax is repealed, the SB1 increase, if it's repealed, he goes, there will be no Glendora project ever.
Good.
Because they need that funding to come in. Like, basically every city needs this funding to do all these Agenda 21 projects.
And here's the thing.
So that's a big solution to stopping a lot of this crap. It's just voting on Proposition 6.
These morons and knuckleheads and imbeciles on the city councils, and let me tell you something, that's what they are. The good ones are few and far between to find members. These guys are usually bought and paid for, promoted to their highest level of incompetence, as I said. They've given so much money to the cops and the firemen and all this ridiculous salaries to all these people that have run the cities into the ground. That there ain't nothing left to put this crap into place. So, you know, if we just knock one leg out with this repealing of the gas tax, that delays that 10 or 15 years.
We'll send them back years. Yeah,
it'll definitely set them back a decade. Yeah. And that'll give us enough time to keep driving our cars and demand that they use the same computer programs that they've developed algorithms on how to sterilize this with what frequencies and the microwaves and what how to engineer the RNA and the DNA and the shots to mess with you. They can use that same supercomputing power into... No, you know what? They could use that same supercomputing power to what, folks? You tell me. How about synchronize the traffic lights, okay? How much do you think it would take to synchronize all the traffic lights everywhere? You know those cameras they got all over those things? Is some weirdo getting his jollies looking at that thing in some basement somewhere? What's the purpose of all that? Well, it's face scanning, facial recognition, track and trace everybody with the digital... all this stuff, the retina scan, the facial recognition at the DMV. But my point is the technology is there to synchronize all this stuff. They purposely trip up these lights to make you waste gas, to increase pollution rates, to increase traffic, to get you to accept their solution, which is to get you on a rolling coffin with wheels so you can sit next to somebody that's just come out of jail. And listen, don't get me wrong. I do feel sorry for people. But you know what? I shouldn't have to sit next to, or my wife shouldn't have, or my daughter should, my young daughter should not have to sit next to some guy that's been in the can for 15 years because he raped a couple people, and he just got out and started sticking needles in his arm that he found in the gutter, and he got some cheap cut dirty drugs from somebody, and then this thing sticks, and he goes crazy and sticks it in my daughter. She shouldn't have to sit on some bus with some knucklehead like that. You know why? Because I've been getting up and going to work for 30 years, so I don't have to live like that. And these guys want to sleep in the gutter and do drugs all night and have prostitutes and massage parlor victims to get them off. Well, I'm going to work every day. You know what? I don't have to live like them. And this SCAG crap is going to dump me in the pit with these clowns on the bus and on the train and even in the apartment complexes while they make sure that the streets are lined with these tents and the excrements. Did I rhyme that? It ain't funny. But that's the plan. And they've got these ivory towers with heliports on the roof because they're going to get flown in.
Brazil.
We're there.
Yeah.
We're there. If we let these fatheads get away with this, and I believe they won't, and let me tell you why I believe they're not going to get away with this. They're afraid of us. That's why they're going after him, and I'm sure they're going to try to come after me. And you know what I say? Bring it, you evil devils, because guess what? The truth always prevails, and righteousness always prevails. And when God's involved, and you know what? God does not want people living in these crammed in, horrendous conditions. That's why he made the earth so big and he put so much water on it. But they are hiding everything from us and controlling everything and cramming everybody into these prisons and these cages. Don't fall for it. If you're in the city and you can afford to get out, get out. If you're in the city and you have a single family home, hang on to it. Don't sell it. Move your family in with you. Plant a garden. Get rid of your patio and put trees in your backyard. Grow food. Learn how to compost. These are things they don't want you to do. They want you to live in an apartment with a guy on the top and below you and beside you and underneath you and behind you. It's got five or six Wi-Fi routers and cordless going through your walls. They don't want you to have any fresh air. They want you to go to the commissary and eat all your frozen food that's been laced with a bunch of garbage that'll put you in a pine box a lot quicker than anybody can imagine, because that's the plan. And the guys making these decisions, do they know what they're involved in? I believe so. They may act stupid, but the ones at the very top, like Mr. Alan Wapner,
oh, he knows
that guy is no dummy. Alan Wapner, in my opinion, is a devil. Am I looking right into the camera and saying that? Mr. Wapner, are you watching this, pal? Guess what? The Fullerton Informer's got your number. You want to know something? You're a skag scumbag, because you guys are doing stuff behind our backs, hiding it from everybody, and making sure that the people who are trying to expose it can't get in with a camera. And when they do, you do stuff to keep other people from seeing it. And you know what? You're a disgusting pig, sir. In my opinion, you are a disgusting, vile pig, because you want to take away our right to travel. You want to take away our right to move freely about the United States with your regional transportation scams that are trying to price everybody out of their automobiles with the per mile tax thing, with these registration fees, with these crazy gas taxes. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You listen to this. My dad came over to this country from Italy through Ellis Island, worked in the paper mills in the East Coast, and he came to California. And he drove out here in a 1968 Ford Galaxy in 1968 and got a job in a factory in Garden Grove making shoeboxes. And he drove that car for 40 years to put his kids, he drove that car for 30 years to put his kids through college, and it was a V8, and it got 10 miles to the gallon. You want to know something? Do you know what your stinking gas tax would do to my dad now? He wouldn't have been able to put his kids in college. But you know what? My dad wouldn't put his kids on government subsidies, because my dad was a man. And you're attacking the poor working people with your schemes, because these people have to live out in Smogville because you shut Camp Pendleton off, which is bigger than Orange County, to the public. So people have hellish commutes that destroy their health, that fill the air full of smog, and force them to drive old cars and live in places they can afford that are riddled with crime, because that's your plan. And you know what that does to families? It ruins them, because the man dies young, the woman doesn't have her husband, the kids don't have their dad, and they stay impoverished. And that increases the crime and the delinquency, and you all love it, right? Because you make these little deals so you get the 50th floor for $100,000 a month. Are you kidding me? And by the looks of some of you, you need to stop going out to lunch and get on a bicycle. And when I see you, maybe I'll bring a tape measure and make an assessment of how much we need to take off of your waistline from the taxpayer's coffer that you've been pigging out on too long.
That's real sustainability.
That's, yeah, sustainability. This ain't sustainable. You know, these guys are eating for five people. If we really want to talk about sustainability, we'll put these guys on a bicycle and we'll put them in a situation where we'll put a time lock on their refrigerators. And actually, no, let's shut the refrigerators off. Let's save the electricity for a month. I'm a Christian, folks, and these people are devils. And let me tell you something. They got plans to kill off people with these schemes and destroy the economy, because that's another thing. These carbon taxes and these carbon schemes, do you know what they do to the economy? They kill jobs. You know what happens when jobs get killed? People have to go further and further and further away for work. You know what that does? That increases pollution. That increases traffic. That increases every bad thing I just mentioned in my previous 2.5-minute rant. Now, I watched what my dad did, and he did it by choice. Okay, he wanted to make sure that the house was paid off and that mom stayed home, and his kids all got an education, so they didn't have to breathe paint fumes and come home with kerosene all over his hands like my dad did as a setup mechanic in a box factory. And he died an early death because he laid it down for his kids. And ladies and gentlemen, this gas tax and this carbon tax and all this nonsense is driving people into an early grave. because it is taking opportunity off the table and putting it in the hands of the elite that want you dead and gone so they can do their dirty deals in private on the 95% of the land that they want to take away from us so they can have it for themselves and turn it into the 99% of the land. So there's no way on God's green earth any of us will ever catch them doing the evil stuff that they're really doing behind the scenes that I'm not going to go into right now, but you know what I'm talking about. I think I've said enough. Gary, do you have anything to add to this?
No, good rant. I appreciate you guys watching and subscribe to my channel, Grindall61,
Agenda 21 Expert.
And if you're Gary watching Galeno. This on my channel, subscribe to the Fullerton Informer.
All right, so, and you know what? You know, once in a while, we've got to get back to the basics, folks. And I want to tell you something. The reason why only one guy showed up out of 20 million people at this meeting for this agency that is trying to turn this place into a third world cesspool nightmare full of syringes and garbage and crap in the gutters, because that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. You know why that only one guy showed up? Because all these churches out there that are sucking your money on Sundays are not telling you what's going on. And let me tell you something, folks. It is not biblical to not be involved in your government. This right here is a book for close to 200 years. It isn't until recently that we had the scumbags occupy all the political offices. We got them now. You know why? Because the churches stopped doing altar calls for public office. Because the churches stopped recruiting people to run for office and get involved in their city governments. And now you've got all this progressive liberal crap. And you want to know something? You want to know what it turns into? I'm going to tell you a little story real quick before I shut this thing down. You know, there's a country in the Middle East called Egypt. And Egypt is that joint where they got all those pyramids and they used to bury these kings in these weird wraps and think they're going to, who knows? But they had a lot of gods in Egypt. And one of their gods was the dung beetle. Did you know that the Egyptians used to worship the dung beetle? Now, the dung beetle, they worshiped because it was some magical creature that emerged out of piles of manure and emerged as this amazing-looking beetle. You know, beetles are really trippy when they come out of the ground. If you go to Cairo today, folks, on all four corners of that city, it is surrounded by canals of raw sewage. You see, folks, God turns people over to what they worship. And mark my words, if you want to sit back and let these people have their way with you, God will turn all of us over to the devices of these wicked people and the desires of your hearts. And let me tell you something. I'm going to get into something real quick before we hang this up. These guys got plans to turn this into the slums of the bubonic plague era. Okay? It's already being done. You've got raw human sewage in the streets of these cities. And you've got heroin needles and all kinds of filth in the streets. We've already got a situation where they're setting us up for an epidemic or something. They could stage one and blame it on that for all I know, and that could be in the cards. We must turn from our wicked ways of laziness and stop living just for me and mine and start looking out for other people. And not living for how many zeros you got in the bank and what you got in the driveway. Because I want to tell you something, folks. There could come a time where in a moment's notice, none of that could matter. We need to go encourage and we need to love other people. And loving other people doesn't mean you go give the guy that's in the gutter another 20 bucks so he can buy another bottle of Thunderbird and a pack of menthols. They need to hear the truth. They need to clean up their act, get right with God, and pull themselves up by the bootstraps and go through the struggle and get off the jib. And the same go for all you guys. You got to get off your butts, get off that couch, get off that TV, put that remote control down, take that box of Red Vines and throw it in the trash, and open your eyes, go down to your city council meeting, and look those people in the eyes who are making decisions for you, and maybe even become one of them. And most importantly, pray for wisdom and courage, because we cannot have a nation of freedom if our leaders aren't involved in a daily reading of the Holy Scriptures. If you want a nation that is a safe, righteous, truthful, happy place where we're secure in our personal effects, in our homes, and in our rights to have a fair and speedy trial, and all the blessings we have, the rights to own guns, and the rights to freely travel, the rights to not self-incriminate, the rights to all these things. You can't have it in a moral society. And the longer they continue with this immorality promulgation, the quicker we're going to lose it all. Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. And those of you who deny him are part of the problem, and you know who you are. Because there's a group of you out there that got a problem with him. And I got news for you. Your number's up. And God has got his hands on you. And if you don't get right with him, he's going to show you the ropes. Mark my words. Thanks for watching, folks. And subscribe to Grindall 61 YouTube. This has been a tough message tonight. But 1 in 20 million right here, folks. You're looking at 1 in 20 million. Gary, give him a smile before I push the button, buddy. Good night, everybody.
1 in 20 million people cared enough to fight through the maze and stand the distance. You know, sometimes I ask myself, what am I doing? Why am I still doing this? And it's people like Gary and Joe are the reason why I keep doing this. Christians out there, you better wake up. You better wake up, and you better start taking personal responsibility for what it is you need to do. Support these guys. You can go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Please do that and click on PayPal and support what we do if you'd like to feel so inclined to do so. Right now, also, you could go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. The most recent article that we have published has all of Gary's links, as well as the link to the Fullerton Informer, along with tonight's podcast. Please share it. Share it with your friends and family. And please tell them how important it is to take this stand. People fought and bled and died for us a long time ago to give us this. It's time that we stand up and we take some personal responsibility. Tom Lacovara, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. God bless all of you.
All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's a flooding down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.